Yeah, whatever. All right, rolling his thing. Greetings once again, true believers, to the 22nd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Holy One, also known as Craig, with me are Chaos 72 and Sneaky Meat 15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, this is week January 20th through January 27th. Stuff going on. Deadpool dailies for the week. Today was your Black Cyclops. Tomorrow, Black Hood. Friday, Green Doc Ock. Saturday, Green Thor. Sunday, Yellow Captain Marvel. Monday, Yellow Iron Man. Tuesday, I really can't wait for Tuesday, Black Iron Fist. And Wednesday, Blue Ragnarok. Because, man, I can finally then champion my Iron Fist.
Oh.
So I'm excited.
I didn't realize he was not at champion level yet.
I haven't gotten any covers for him, so I haven't bothered to promote him.
I don't have the ISO to do it, so it doesn't matter.
The one character I'm ahead of you with.
Bro, you have more?
Yeah, I don't have Luke Cage, though. I haven't championed him yet, but I did get Iron Fist. Today's, however, the Cyclops maxed out my covers. I was so happy. Now yeah. I just need all the ISO in the world in order to get them all leveled up.
Yeah.
Which, as it turns out, is only 30,000 more.
Oh, I think my Cyclops cover is probably going to die on the vine, because I'm going to have to need a boatload of ISO in the next dozen days.
Yeah, I've got a cover that I've been holding. It's got 4 days left, so I've got 4 days to make 30,000 ISO. Should be doable, I hope.
Sure.
Yeah, of my main combo, I have not yet been able to champion Iron Fist or Scarlet Witch, because their covers have dried up for me.
Wow.
So, been kind of sad.
Yeah, I'm excited for today's. I already have him at 166, so today I will champion him and get a legendary.
You should do that now.
I'm working on it.
Okay. Your 5-star, man, I get that wrong every day. Your 5-day, 4-star, Crash of the Champions. I got the name right.
No, Crash of the Titans.
Damn it. I already didn't get the name right.
So much for that run.
Yeah, that was like 2 weeks in a row I had it right. A couple days ago on the 18th was Hulkbuster versus Hulk. How'd people do?
I do not have any Hulkbuster covers. I didn't even have the opportunity to participate and get whooped.
Oh, I have Hulkbuster and I got whooped.
Oh, what do you have him at?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because according to the Reddits, you have to have 3 red and 2 black in order to accomplish this.
My Hulkbuster is at a 1-2-1.
So I understand why you couldn't do it.
He could not do enough damage. It just wasn't happening.
So mine's at 3-2-1. Which, like I said, according to Reddit, that's the minimum required. I have him at level 131, and apparently it is the minimum required, because after 14 attempts and failures, on the 15th try, I was successful.
Woohoo! What'd you get?
Well, first, so let me tell you why I held out. Normally, I would never, you know, use up that many health packs, and then, because I waited for my health packs to regen so that I could try again. It turns out on my 6th try, I got him down to 500 hit points.
Oh.
And I was so angry when I lost that I just decided, no, I'm going to keep going until I beat him. So used all my time, you know, lost all kinds of ground on the PvE, but I managed to get that legendary token and pull out a yellow Ant-Man out of that.
Yeah.
So ants.
That's yeah, awesome. That's good stuff.
And not to mention, I mean, it felt so good to finally win that fight.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to know more about the combo. What does he do at those levels?
The Hulkbuster?
Yes.
So that fight specifically, it was all about denying red, like matching red so that I could gain red and keeping him from doing
smash.
Oh crap, what's his
smash?
Yeah. Yeah. And along with that, like I wouldn't use any of my powers. Because any power that I used is going to make him angry.
Right.
So I just kept going and going until either he was about ready to do smash or I was at 30. Once I hit 30 AP in red, then I would use all my black to generate strike tiles, use all my blue to generate as much red as possible, or use up the 30 and then use the blue to, you know, regen all your red. And yeah, 14th or 15th try, that worked out. Several of those I lost because he would get a cascade, and as soon as he got a cascade, it was, you know, done
right,
for.
Right.
But at level 131, he could survive a couple claps, so that made it a little bit better.
Yeah, mine's at 94. He did not survive.
Yeah.
Coming up in 3 days, we have Deadpool coming up, which I'm not probably going to do too well at that. I got 2-2-1 four-star Deadpool, so maybe.
You're better with me than me on that one.
I mean, I don't have him any ISO into him level, so he's still level 94, so.
Yeah, and it's unlikely you're going to dump much ISO into him at right. this point.
Yep. Story events. We got the Juggernaut stories wrapping up. We're 20,000, get you Green Kamala Khan, 43 for your legendary token. Top 10 places get you Cletus, the slack-jawed yokel. And 11 through 20, to 11 through 200 are loads and loads of Mystique.
Oh.
The next one kicking up is Prodigal Son.
Our
favorite, because boy, don't we all love
the Sentry.
36,500 for Black Mystique, 86,000 for your legendary. Top 10 places, though, get you a Jean Grey.
Hmm.
And 11 all the way down to 200 are Blade. So you can never go wrong with some extra Blade covers.
Certainly.
Not that you can champion those away. I mean, that's good stuff.
Right.
PvP events, Teenage Riot should be finished. 800 was Purple Kamala Khan, 1K for Cletus, 1,300 for Legendary. First place was Yellow Cyclops, 2 through 100. Got you Squirrel Girls with some CP for the top 50. And then that flowed right into the cover Squirrel. Maybe it's Maybelline. 800 for your green Squirrel Girl, 1,000 for blue Cyclops, 1,300 Legendary. First place, X-Force Wolverine, and 2 through 100 are Gray Suit, Black Widow. It's again, top 50 getting some CP. Are you all right?
Yeah, so it's really... Sorry. Okay. Only because you realize that CoverGirl is its own brand, correct?
Yeah.
So then to add That's the Maybelline song to the end of the CoverGirl would be...
well, CoverGirl doesn't really have a theme, but, you know... Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline. I don't know.
Why do you keep going back to Maybelline?
Because she's the cover squirrel. It's not necessarily she's doing cover girl. She is the cover squirrel of a magazine.
I guess.
And she hawks Maybelline.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Wow, you do? Because I have no idea what I'm talking about.
As far as BS goes, I was trying to follow along.
All right. Hey, something that came up this week. Yet again, they brought back polling questions. One being, what existing character would you like to see, you know, powered up or changed, a new version thereof? I went, as always, with, for love of God, can we please get a 4 or 5 star Juggernaut? what'd you guys go with?
I also went with a 4 star Juggernaut. I said my co-host and good friend Craig would really enjoy another Wolverine or Spider-Man. And then I said, please do World War Hulk for your next 5 star.
Yeah, that sounds exciting.
For the upgraded character, I had to go with a really strong Doctor Doom.
I'm
a huge fan of Doctor Doom.
That's a better idea than mine. 5 star Doom
awesome.
Would be awesome.
Could they get the one from that What If universe where what if he became the Sorcerer Supreme instead of Doctor Strange?
No, but that's a good story.
That would be an awesome Doctor Doom. And then their other poll question they threw out is, yet again, what characters aren't in the game that you want to see? As always, I started out with Nightcrawler. Then I went into, I love X-Men, so throw me some Kitty Pride. And then for my old-school side-scrolling video game fans, I went with the Disco Queen herself and said, please give me some Dazzler.
You do love Dazzler.
I do. She, you know, harkens me back to those days of Olivia Newton-John with her headband and her... And her leg warmers, I guess that's more 80s than disco, but I don't know. Xanadu was pretty disco. But I mean, come on. She's going to attack you with light. It's like a Britney Spears to the eye. I mean, come on.
Wow, Britney Spears, huh? You are on the pulse of what's popular.
Yeah. That's, well, you know, Xanadu just came out days ago.
That's true.
That movie is prime stuff. For the kids out there. Look up the movie Xanadu. It's got to be on Netflix or something. I don't know. Maybe not. It's a weird disco movie from the 70s.
Ray, pull us out of this quagmire.
There's roller skating.
What did you
Ray, who did you vote for?
I voted for the same people I always vote for, Pinky. I voted for Rogue and Gambit and Doctor Strange, who I don't even know why I wrote that down. It's not going to happen until November, yeah. October, November-ish when the movie's going to be coming out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect it till then, but I still want to see a Gambit.
I'm with you. I have problems not writing
okay,
down Doctor
sure.
Strange, so I did. Then I wrote down Namor, just in case. I don't know. Just in case they want to throw in Namor. I don't know that they're ever going to do a
Namor.
Namor. What's that?
Yeah, he can't go wrong with Namor.
No.
He's the Prince of the Sea.
He is. And I always pepper in a little Moon Knight at the end of my list because...
Yeah. Man, I hope that never happens. Because
nobody else will. I would. I like Moon Knight growing up. Yeah. I thought I was a fan.
I thought so too. He had a cool costume.
I'll attack you with this croissant.
But yeah, as always, I like when that poll comes around, because after the last couple of polls, I know that they are actually, you know, taking the feedback from the community seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the other things we wanted to bring up is some of the stuff that was announced and the new patch went live. So now you've got the new collect your rewards from Facebook all at once. That's super sweet.
Yeah, I didn't realize how lazy I was until they added that. Boy, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you only got to click that button once and not 20 times.
Right. Get right into playing.
The message of the day actually being a message of the day.
Right.
Not being a constant reminder of the day.
Right.
And if you did miss it and you want to go back to it, they also added a button in the options in the, you know, the mechanic.
Right,
if
that says today's news
corner.
Or something similar.
Yeah, you can go in there and they added a today's news button. Although mine's grayed out currently, so I don't know what's up with that. But
no, maybe there's new news. Maybe we're finally going to find out who the son's going to be, the father and son.
Oh, I thought it was just a reference to the fact that the prodigal son PvE was coming up.
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think it's a new character. We'll still wait and see.
Yeah.
Wasn't the prodigal son is S-U-N, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Their hint was, you know,
because
father.
Because he's got the power of a gabillion sons.
Right. But their hint was like father, like son, which is S-O-N. I don't think that's...
No, I see. I still think it's a new character coming.
Okay.
Yeah, we have some listener comments on that as well.
All right, well, go. Tell me about them.
Oh, are we there already?
We could be.
Live it up.
Okay. Well, why don't we start there? I will skip down a little bit.
Skip a bit, brother.
We had actually a couple discussions. I'll start with Leonard. So Leonard said a few different things. Leonard F. Chikarison, friend of the show. First off, he commented that PVEs, I think Ian, you asked a question about what's the minimum for the Alliance because you weren't playing the one PVE. And his response was PVEs, you do you.
Okay.
but PVPs, on the other hand.
Right.
Dot, dot, dot. He also did comment about, he thinks the like father, like son comment would be in reference to Norman and Harry, as we discussed on the last show, possibly a 5-star and a 4-star, Norman and Harry.
Mm.
I don't know about that, but I think Harry is a possibility, especially with all the Spider-Man stuff they're coming out. Another, I don't know if this is a new listener, but I don't remember the name from before, Noble Browncoat. When I'm hoping I hope Browncoat is a reference to Firefly, actually. That's so he can confirm or deny that. But he also said that maybe they're sticking with Spidey and they're giving us a goblin character. He also said, oh, right, he made a comment about we were helping out someone's roster, right? They had asked a question.
Yes,
I didn't post that roster to the website.
Oh.
And he said that would be a good idea. So yes, it would. If we do something like that again, yeah, I'll do that. And, you know, he also suggested, hey, maybe we can do that as a regular thing.
Oh, help my roster segment?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, like, what do I do? How do I beat the enchilada? Sounds like a interesting thing we might throw
right.
in.
Right.
I recommend, like, two Tums and maybe an Imodium.
Sad trombone noise.
Yeah, so...
derailed your brain.
Yeah, it did. So, friend of the show, Stink Palm. Commenting about how Craig hates Cyclops, or Scott.
Who
Summers,
doesn't?
Not, yeah. He says, here's the big problem with Cyclops. He aims with his eyes and still almost always misses.
Yeah, he's terrible! How do you not hit what you can just look at?
Exactly. Thought that was right on point.
And you know, always another thing that really grinds my gears about Cyclops is, you know, I don't mind when he has the dumb visor because it covers up his head. When he's wearing the stupid ruby sunglasses, how come there's no laser beams hitting the insides of those sunglasses all the time? Where's the laser at?
What's going on now?
You move the sunglass 1 inch to the left. Oh, Armageddon breaks out. There's laser beams all over the place. Oh, a piece of ruby 1 inch in front of your eye. The world is good. It's all fine. And how do him and, I don't want to get into it, it's a kid's show, but how do those two get together without there being wreckage all across the bedroom is all I'm saying. I mean, he keeps his eyes closed the whole time? I guess so.
That seems logical.
That character's dumb. Anyway, what else you got, Ray?
So he also says that the phrase that we were looking for was, I'm going to mess this pronunciation up, but Watashi wa kyoku da tashika naraba is the phrase you were looking for.
All right. That
was on last week's show?
Yes, yeah. I was trying to remember how you opened up Iron Chef. If memory serves me correctly, that was the phrase I was going for.
Oh. It was a Craig tangent that got way out of control. Yeah.
You were all on board.
I was, and I don't remember that from the show at all.
I don't know what you were drinking last week then.
It was the 21st show. Take a guess.
Lafroig?
Not for Ian.
No.
Another crazy reference that we made was commented on by J.F.F. Duggan. He says that the mage, the ascension group that you're looking for is the Akashic?
The Akashic Brotherhood. Oh, but I don't know. I know the Brotherhood, but I don't know what the martial art that they know is.
Yeah, unfortunately, neither did he.
That's okay.
And then later, I'm thinking about that maybe they could bust out, if they put into this game, Howard the Duck, because he is the master of Quack Fu.
Wonk.
And then you could have Quack Fu go up against Tyke Web Doe. Man, nope. That power is so dumb.
No dice. I'm leaving you alone on that island, Craig.
But maybe, just think of the team. You could have Howard the Duck team up with Squirrel Girl. It would be amazing. And ants.
Howard Duck.
Maybe he could, have like quack or something.
Is band management and banging Earth Girls.
Next comment. Reddit user named Yace the Ace, who has been a listener, he says, since the first episode.
Oh, thank you very much.
He says he really likes it, keeps up the great work. He did have a disagreement with us from the last episode, though.
Ooh.
He says that his 2-star storm build, we discussed it being, I believe, 355?
That's what I like, yes.
Yeah, he said that he disagrees 553 is the way to be. He says that he uses his enchilada team of her, 2-star Thor, and original Black Widow. So basically the same idea of what we had as rounds 1 and 3 building up AP, and then on rounds 2 and 4, you know, you just release all your powers.
Right. How could I ever use Lightning Storm if I have Thor in my group?
I agree with that, but here's what he says. As soon as you run low on either color, you drop Storm's green and get the 30 tiles worth of AP with if you have it at level 5. Recharging Thor, who generates more green with his red and blue. So you constantly just stream red and blue with Thor. You use fishnets to steal the AP that the other team has, and the green to just keep recharging Thor. He says it's an unbeatable combo. And since I happen to have all three of those characters championed, that might be something that I want to try. You know, just restructure them, try the enchilada and see how it works.
Field research is the best way to do it.
Yeah, the fact that the champion system allows you to respect your characters like that, again, really cool. But I don't think I will completely get away from the Magneto-Storm combination. It's just way too cool. But there you go. So if you have an idea for the enchilada, that might be one. Yeah, if you just have 2-star characters, original Black Widow, Thor, and Storm, might want to try it out.
Yeah.
What else do we have? User J.A. Jones 82 says that he discovered the podcast a week ago and has already burned through them all.
Wow.
Wow.
So he says that we should do a daily podcast and talk so that he can listen to it and not have to bug his wife with Marvel Puzzle Quest comments all day long. He also comments that he uses original Black Widow, Thor, and Black Panther for his enchilada. And he has a detailed description of it. I mean, like a full page description of using it on the Reddit. So if you want to take a look at that, if you're having trouble with the enchilada, there are a couple options up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of comments this week. A lot of people talking about champion stuff. Very cool. Thanks for everybody who's listening. We, the number of people who listen to this podcast, I am still surprised and grateful, and I'm glad you enjoy it. Hopefully we can continue living up to what you expect. Because I take a look at the website numbers and go, holy crap. That's
someday,
just amazing.
I have a dream that we will spend some money and rent a booth at New York Comic Con, and we can sit there and have one person come up and say they listen to our podcast and get an autograph. And it has to be one person we don't already know.
I think that's a reasonable. You know how we're going to achieve that goal? The first step in this upcoming Atlantic City trip, we'll all have to wear our matching T-shirts.
And advertise while we're there, sure.
Oh, yeah, nobody knows about that. So Craig's wife decided to get us all, and by us, like people, anybody that we game with, our wives, us, we all now have Puzzle Warriors 3 shirts with our own faces on them, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a picture of us from Ray's wedding, and then mocked up a little bit more cartoony.
Right.
With capes.
With capes. No right. capes.
I don't get the capes, but yeah.
And our yeah, I don't know why she put capes on, but whatever.
Superhero and podcast, Craig.
I get it. And it's got our names on the back, so you know, that was cool.
Yeah, it was.
And the website.
Yeah.
No, it was a great idea.
So I think that'll go over well.
We should definitely wear those around a casino. No one will look twice.
But just think of all those poor security men who have to keep reading www.puzzlewarriors3.com over and over again as we wander around the security cameras.
Subliminal messaging.
Yeah, see? Totally worked.
All right, so here's a few things that I just discovered. But first, let's flash back. I want to send out an apology to our friend Leonard F. Carson.
Oh, no.
Somehow, no matter how much I've played this game, and I am kind of lazy, but I do try to at least, you know, do the minimum. I wear the minimum required amount of flair to be part of our our group. I genuinely forget that the simulator is a thing, and I never do it. So it was absolutely me. I will definitely participate in the simulator from here on out, and maybe I will add an extra piece of flair to my uniform.
Yeah, I tried to play simulator just because I want that reward. I never remember.
I just look at it like it's just another button that I don't push. But now it's in there. Secondly, go ahead.
Well, I was just going maybe it's too much of a tangent. I was going to say, well, since you brought it up, what's your strategy for the simulator? I keep looking at it going, well, I don't want to start it yet, because if I start it now, then in a week I'm going to get hammered with attacks and...
Yeah.
Any ideas on how to survive that?
Yeah, my strategy is when I get bored with other events, I play simulator, and then when I invariably lose all those points a day later, I get really angry.
Oh, then I should be playing the hell of it right now. Because, man, Squirrel Girl, Kamala Khan, I really don't care. And these, the Juggernaut event where I can only use 5 of my characters?
Yeah.
I'm a little sad about that. I'm still playing it. Still trying to, if nothing else, I want the midway point, the Kamala Khan halfway through, because I need green Kamala Khan. But in any case, Ian, what was your second?
Oh, this will lead into the other one. My reward for championing Cyclops just now was a black X-Force Wolverine.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'm always thrown off when I get a Wolverine 4-star cover. I'm like, there's a 4-star Wolverine? And I'm like, oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, right, he's not good.
Oh, yeah, he's very good. He's just, like, the original 4-star character, I think. Him or Invisible Woman, I assume.
Yeah, I don't know. You've been playing longer than I.
Yeah, I wasn't good when I started.
You're good now?
No, but I'm better. I've marginally improved.
Woohoo!
He's good. You just got to get him stupid level. Like, I have him at 212 now.
Right.
I use him all the time.
Right. What I just discovered in getting this, which I didn't know because I almost never use Invisible Woman, is her invisibility. Mm-hmm. I thought, you know, while you're invisible, you can't get hurt, and you just have to stockpile AP and whatnot and try to get stuff done. You can go invisible several more times and put...
Oh, yeah.
Multiple invisibility tokens out on the board, so if one blows up, you remain invisible.
Oh, I thought one canceled the other.
No.
Like, if you put another... Oh.
Nope.
No, and it's always the weakest character, so if that changes, you can make them all invisible.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep, I just found that out in a very frustrating way. But then, I got a couple black AP, and Black Panther took care of that real fast.
Yeah.
He went, I'm targeting no one in particular. Everyone go away.
Yeah, there's no dodging that thing.
No.
Yeah, I don't think she... I have her at 221, so I just don't use her that much. So I wouldn't have known.
She's the person that... she's the only time I win the Crash of the Titans. It's when it's her turn. Because she can go invisible.
Right.
Okay. I think it's time for... Do we have any more listener comments?
Nope, that was it.
Excellent. It's time for the character of the week. Feature character of the week. Okay, this week's character of the week is, you guessed it, the Punisher. Everyone's favorite, the Punisher. The soon-to-be spun-off from a series that hasn't even aired yet, the Punisher. So, 3-star Punisher, he is black, red, and green, I believe. I'm certain of that, as a matter of fact. His black power is called Molotov Cocktail. What it does is... freezes at an inopportune time, so I can't tell you the details because I didn't print them off. It puts down a countdown tile. When the countdown tile goes off, it puts out a strike tile, and it also does damage to the entire team. But I'm genuinely, my page of information is, aha!
Well, it does the damage when you throw it.
Yes. It damages the entire enemy team for 164 damage, places a countdown tile on the board that goes off, that stays there, and goes off every three turns, adding a attack tile to the board. And as he increases levels, each portion of that goes up. So, you know, it first starts by increasing the amount of damage of the attack tile, then the amount of damage from the initial team damage, and then the amount of tiles, then the amount of damage from the attack tile. And then at level 5, you can reduce the countdown tile from 3 to 2. So every two turns, you'll get a new attack damage tile.
Do you get to place that countdown, or it just chooses,
it just,
right?
It chooses itself.
Yeah, it just goes somewhere.
I believe it's a. I believe it takes over a random red AP.
Yeah, it's a red.
You can tell I don't use them all that much.
No, yeah. Punisher is definitely goes underused, but I think he is a very good character. There's something about his green that I don't like.
I hate it.
Like all the greens, it's similar to Rocket and Groot's green, which I also don't care for,
but not nearly as good.
Hey, Ian, how does that green work?
It is a green or judgment. It costs you... Oh, just to let you know, the power cost of the black was Molotov Cocktail was 7. For 8 green AP, you can do judgment. Judgment destroys a 3x3 group of tiles, doing damage for all the destruction, but generating no AP. Oh, and it puts a strike tile on the board as well. Again, oh, and as it increases levels, you either increase the strength of the strike tile that it leaves on the board, or you increase the number of strike tiles it leaves on the board. And lastly, but not leastly, and then we'll go over why Craig doesn't like judgment, is...
Retribution.
Retribution. Sorry. The freezing is done for now. Retribution. It's got a power cost of 8. The Punisher essentially pulls out a gun and shoots the target for some damage. However, the caveat to this is if they are below a certain percentage of their max health when this goes off, it kills them instead of damaging them. You start off doing 274 damage, then that damage increases, and it starts off at 20% of their max health, and that will increase all the way up to 40% of their max health. So, you know, in the upper levels, you're doing about 1700 damage, and you can kill them if they are below 40% of max. All right, Craig, I hear you don't care for judgment, and it's worse than Blammo. Here we go.
Yeah, because it's a random chunk of tiles, which invariably will always take out yours.
Yes.
Whereas Blammo is always the middle four tiles.
Right.
And, you know, so it's always kind of, it's a lot more controllable as to where it goes, and it does more damage. And
it also does some random tile destruction, but I believe those can't take out your tiles, right?
It doesn't ever seem to.
Right. I was going to say, that's my beef with Judgment as well, is for Judgment itself and for Molotov Cocktail, their purpose, in addition to some small amount of damage, is to put attack and strike tiles on the board.
Yep.
And why would you want to blow them up then?
Right.
You don't do tile destruction. Matching that tile destruction and tile generation with the same character is confusing and frustrating.
Yep.
Just like the Punisher.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I get it. He does like a little chaos on the battlefield.
I guess. I run mine at 5-3-5. What do you guys got?
I would 5-3-5.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I
have the equal dislike of Judgment.
Right.
Yeah.
I also have a dislike of the animation. I know I complain about the animations all the time.
Yeah. Oh, because Judgment looks like it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, he pulls out this giant rocket launcher bazooka thing and right. stuff. And then it happens, you're like, oh, that didn't do anything.
But here's my problem with the animation. That big bazooka, whatever it's supposed to be, it's not a real thing. But when he pulls it up, the sight is right up against his eyeball.
Yeah.
And he pulls the trigger and he goes, I'm sorry, but anytime you put a sight up, don't put it next to your eyeball. You're going to lose an eye doing that. And I think every time it comes up, that's what I think. You're going to lose an eye. It's all fun and games.
This is all fun and games.
What are you talking about? Until
your good friend John McNitt.
I think it shoots missiles, has no kick. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know if John listens to this, but I bet he would find that interesting.
No kick on a missile launcher.
Oh, it just comes out nice and smooth?
Nice and smooth. It's just sunk. You know, it's like firing a potato gun.
That's true.
Yeah, that's not how that happens.
Nope, totally it's how it happens.
Yeah, so other than the that, you know, percentage health insta-kill on the red and the team damage that you get from Molotov Cocktail, and the fact that it's perpetual, that it, you know, you could indefinitely be putting out strike tiles, which is nice. Punisher's definitely one of those middle-of-the-road characters that I do not utilize on any regular basis.
Yeah, the only time I used him for lots of fun is, like I said, during the Galactus event, because you can Retribution Galactus at a face.
Right.
And that's pretty fun.
Yeah, if you can get him down below 40% and have 8 red, hey, I win. Boom. Which I would really like to see that happen in a comic book. They're fighting Galactus, they're fighting Galactus, all of a sudden Punisher shows up, with shoots him in the face, and he goes down.
I've got this Desert Eagle here. That's a winner.
Right, sure. Right. Maybe Galactus was constructed with a exposed thermal exhaust port.
All right, well, maybe if in the next time we build a bigger Galactus, that will fix that problem. Oh, wait, no, there will still be a hole in the side of him somewhere.
Just aim for the regulator now.
Right.
Yeah, it's not much bigger than a Womp Rat.
Freaking Womp Rats.
What level do you have him at? I took him up to 120. Again, 120 is the level where it starts costing 2,000 to level ISO. Oh,
mine's at 168.
Oh, yeah? So you championed him.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I closed my game to speed up my computer and focus more on the podcast that we're doing.
Sure.
I haven't met, you know, I'm sure I have him at max covers, but I probably have him at like level 90. I have this whole world of characters where they're either ready to be championed or they are still right around level like 70. Like, he's one of those ones that I did the same thing that you did. I started to, you know, bump him up when it was still inexpensive and I thought that would be to some advantage. And then when I realized it wasn't, I stopped, and a whole other group of people like Luke Cage and Rocket and Groot have suffered. They're still at level 40.
Sure.
Colossus.
How do you
Captain
not have
Marvel.
The Luke Cage?
I don't have him anywhere near max. I think I have him at...
Oh, last time I looked, you didn't have him covered yet. If you don't have him covered, there's no use dumping all that ISO.
Yeah. He's not anywhere near fully covered.
He is the man.
He is the man, but I think I have him at something odd, like 103.
Just talking about Luke Cage. Oh, yeah.
You have a strange fascination with that character.
He's amazing.
He's
he is by far the best 3-star character in the game.
No way.
No.
Oh my god, unbelievably so.
I say nay.
You would be incorrect.
All right. So Ian, what's your argument? Who's the best 3-star character in the game?
All right, well,
I have mine, by the way. I know exactly who I'm going to say. But
boy,
go ahead.
There's a lot of good 3-stars. I mean, like, excellent 3-stars. I would say, that's close.
See, I thought I knew exactly who you were going to say, but apparently...
No, because I've got to think through this. You know, I can make a pretty good argument for Steve Rogers. I feel like Cyclops is up there in the same way that I like Luke Cage, because they're both simple. Like, Cyclops' options are damage, generate more of the color I need to do damage, or do way too much damage.
Yeah, that's why I'm working on getting him to champion.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like that's like Luke Cage is like, damage, take less damage, or do way too much damage.
Yeah.
All right, so who I was going to say was Captain America, Steve Rogers, Super Soldier. That character, any chance I can. Especially if you're going against a combo, which I've determined is the worst thing. A combo of supervillain and thugs, because the thugs automatically generate AP, so you can't deny them.
Right.
Yep.
So against that type of scenario, yeah, Cap is so good.
He really is.
His ability to stun, his ability and recharge all of his powers, and that 4,000 points of damage from his red is just
incredible. I agree. That's why I would... I'm glad that his yellow isn't very good and costs too much, because then he'd be too good.
But that allows you to team him up with the Hood, so...
Yeah, so you can find... There's a character that actually can make good use of the yellow that you're generating,
right.
And he can help not only damage enemy players, but...
You know, I'm not sure that thematically the Hood's allowed to hang out with Steve Rogers.
No, but boy, they...
That is an excellent point.
They do pair well.
Man, that seems like a really... not twosome that would be hanging out together. What do you do? I defend America and the American way of life. What do? I hang out with demons and shoot people in the head.
I stole a cape from a demon. I've got goons and I shoot people.
I was a two-bit thug who stole a cloak from a demon, and now I've got flunkies. Oh, okay.
And dual 380s.
Yeah.
No, the character I thought for sure you were going to land on Blade there, Ian.
Oh, he's not the best. He's
solid. I mean, I love
he's
Blade.
Solid. I agree, but he yeah, I guess he can really stand on his own, but he's not the best. He's not even sure. Close.
Yeah, you didn't list him in your list, so I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, I like the people I listed, but I agree. I think 3-star Steve Rogers is arguably the best 3-star out there.
And I've been getting covers for him. I have him at level 171. Very happy with that.
Yeah, that's a great showing.
Yeah, sadly, my highest champion person is Loki at
Same
172.
Here. Mine is also Loki, and I can't explain it.
Yeah, I haven't been getting covers
for
him.
Well, no, there was one event a week or two ago that gave you Loki covers, and I finished
fairly
high.
Oh, I did too, because it was one of the ones that no one plays because it was between seasons.
Yeah, and I got a pile of Loki covers and went, okay.
Yep.
Plunk, 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 plunk.
Yep, that was good eating there.
He's a really useful utility.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to pepper him in there, either him or fishnets with, alongside Cap and the Hood.
Hmm.
I think that that makes a really fun combo. But yeah, I'm sure next week we will be told that we are mistaken about Steve Rogers and we'll have plenty of comments letting us know that he's a fine character, but this is the best person and why. At least in the 3-star world. Who does he give you cover wise, by the way?
That's a good question.
You didn't get to your cover?
I haven't looked.
No, I meant Ray. Ray has him at like 170 something.
Yeah. Where do I find that?
I don't know. It's
under the rewards.
Yeah.
I got it.
I feel like he probably, I don't know who would give you. Good question, Ian.
He gives you Captain Falcon, obviously.
Now, why wouldn't Falcon give you that?
He probably does.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm curious.
At 183, you get Captain Falcon.
Okay.
Now I have to go find him and look him up.
That makes sense that he would give you Falcon America, but yeah, now I need to know what Falcon gives you. Probably also Falcon America.
I would believe so. I mean, it wouldn't make sense for him to give you anything else.
Right.
Sam Wilson.
Can I not look at that yet because I don't have him championed?
Correct. 183 also gets you Captain Falcon there too. So.
Okay. Interesting.
So multiple ways to crank up your 4-star cap.
Right. And while we're speaking about that, I wish I had time to go back and retake that poll. If we could get a Winter Soldier character, let's get that done.
Maybe.
Hmm.
I like the Winter Soldier. He was an excellent. That was a really good comic arc.
All right, so Ian, you told me you just got an X-Force Wolverine today.
Yes.
What else did you get this week? Anything?
I don't think so. I think it might have tapered off. I think I might have relaxed since that championing someone.
I know that. Yep. The hard
champion.
Words. Of-
nope. I can't. That's not there.
Making someone a champion got you lots and lots of legendaries.
Yes, making people champions got me lots of 4-star tokens.
I did champion someone this week and got me a Red Hulk cover.
Oh,
so that was nice. But now my Red Hulk is now at 0-3-3. But I am up to 6 covers on him, so that's nice.
Right. I think I got I think I used some command points and got myself another Professor X cover.
Now, did you buy classic token or new fangled token?
I don't need,
that's what I said. I don't
5-star
need
Spider-Man that badly.
Yep.
Oh, that'll lead into another thing that I wanted to comment on.
Me too. Go ahead, Ray.
So let me go over who I got this last week. So in my daily resupply, I forget what day it was, 7 something. I don't know. I don't know what day I'm on. But in any case, I picked up a Purple Electra, not incredibly happy about, I mean, excited. Happy, yes. Not incredibly excited about it because, Electra is just not, I don't have enough to do anything with her. However, I completed the last PvE event and got a legendary token there, which netted me a purple Professor X. Very happy about that. And then I had 60 command points.
Right,
so
you mentioned
out,
you've been hoarding them.
Yeah, so I went out and bought 3 classic tokens.
Sure.
And I got Cho. I had to get Amadeus Cho. And I got a Miles and a Eddie Brock Venom.
Ooh.
Oh, there you go.
So I promptly had to spend all of my hero points so
slots.
That I could put 2 more 4-stars in that I can't use. One cover on a 4-star is just not going to be very usable. I will correct myself, though. I've already used Venom. He's one of the characters you can use in Juggernaut, so I have to use everyone to try and, make some progress in there.
Because, in Ray's world, having multiple thousands of hero points, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Get rid of them all, though. That was 2,000 hero points right there.
That's right. Just come over someday and with your horde of tokens, and then I'll taunt you into opening them, and they'll all be hero points, and you'll be fine. Because that's what happens.
Yeah. Well, at least that time.
Right?
So, I wanted to bring up, I got into a discussion on Reddit about command points. And I have a point of view that I'm curious if you two are vehemently against or not. So when you get to 20 command points, let's say that you're running a 2-star roster. Like, right. you haven't done the 3-star transition yet, or you're working on the 3-star transition. I think it's completely legitimate to spend your command points to get a cover for a 3-star instead of buying the classic token. Because the classic token is going to guarantee you a 4 or 5-star that you're not going to be able to use. You're going to have one cover for. You're going to need a roster slot for that person. But instead, you use the command point to build up a color that you need in a character to try and make that 3-star transition.
Nope, I would never spend command points on a cover for a character.
I knew that you were going to say that.
No chance in heck.
Well, no, you wouldn't, because you're already trying to do the 4-star transition. You have a solid 3-star team.
It's the same reason why I didn't want to spend hero points on it. I think it's a waste. I can get covers. Yes, they're random, but I would rather play that game than spending currency on one specific power.
I don't know. I'm looking at it, and 20 hero points, that's considerably more reasonable than I was led to believe.
Right, it's 20 for a 3-star, and yeah. It's, 120 for a 4-star, which, that's
grotesque.
Yeah.
That's just mean.
But 20 for a single cover, I don't know. I mean, I won't be doing it, because I want the 4-stars. But for someone who hasn't made
the person we're discussing is me in my other account.
Oh, sure.
My three best characters are 2-star Human Torch, 2-star Thor, 2-star Storm, and my next closest 3-stars that are close to being, competent. I would say Graysuit Black Widow is, I think I have her at 1-5-4. 3-star Iron Man I have at 5-1-1. And good old Deadpool at 3-1-4. Those are my closest to being useful. Everything else on my roster is a, 4-star person who I have one, who you exactly how you described them. I have one cover for them. They're just kind of sitting there, hoping to one day have some more covers.
Right. And I still have way too many of those.
Right. And then I have a big drop off, and then I get into, my better, equally good but lesser covered 3-stars, like the Iron Fists and Luke Cages and sadly Steve Rogers's of the world, that sort of thing. So yeah, I don't know. I'm constantly in conflict. I never know. Like, I constantly want to add people when I get covers, and then I have to reevaluate who I have and who's worth keeping and who's worth dumping. But I really, like, this account is so streamlined compared to my other account, because this is not one that I had planned on keeping for a while, and I've not spent any dollars.
Right.
So I constantly have covers in my roster that are going to get, either used up or expire. Or I have to dump someone who I don't think is going to be an asset moving forward and, kind of settle on them. But the roster is, it's really trim, and I'm really gotten to a point where the 42 people I have seem like they're worthwhile, except for like one of them, really. Two after today's discussion on the podcast. Sorry, I was looking through my roster and I was like, no, I don't know. I don't know that Psylocke, even though I have quite a few covers for Psylocke and the Punisher, I don't know that the two of them have a long life ahead of them in this game.
Well, I wouldn't get rid of them. I mean, they're,
I wouldn't, but here's what I'm looking at as far as yet to recruit. Just sitting here in my roster, Mohawk's probably going to get sold. I have a Mohawk cover. I have a The Hood cover. I have a Sentry cover. I have a Dr. Octopus cover. I have a Kamala Khan cover.
Yeah, it's kind of sad because you want to keep them just in case you can champion, but man, that ISO is just not there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I have tons of ISO. I have an unbelievable amount of ISO in this game.
Oh,
again,
really?
Because I'm at that transition point where I can't use any of the ISO because I have no one to, boost. I've got more ISO than I thought I could ever have in a game. I'm at that point that Craig used to be back when he started playing. I think I have 700,000 ISO.
Wow.
In this account.
Yeah, I'd be dumping that into a character that you've got covers for to get them up to 166 and champion them.
Yeah, as soon as I can fill up a character, I will do that.
Right, right. Huh.
But I don't know.
I thought you had a few characters who had covers who were just waiting on ISO. Apparently I was wrong.
No, not at all. Tons of ISO. I'm out of slots. So I'm wondering if I'm going to, sell off Psylocke and Punisher, even though I have, more covers of them, so that I could add Kamala Khan and the Hood to my roster, who I believe are superior in the long run.
Interesting.
What I'm secretly hoping, of course, is that they will just the fine folks at Marvel Puzzle Quest will just make it so that I can delete this account and merge it with my Steam account so that I can start playing Steam, my primary Steam account on my phone, I'll be, you know, be able to contribute even more than I already do.
Well, they said it's on the list, but I think it's a lot of work.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think Steam is super priority, and that's fine. I understand. You gotta go with what serves you best. So I'm not complaining, but if it does happen someday, I won't complain. But now that I've derailed you, I don't know, right? What individual color could I justify spending 20 CP on?
That's like, a really good
I can't
question.
Do it. Yeah. I can't envision that.
For me, I nearly did it, even though I want the 4 stars. I nearly did it for Cyclops before I lucked into a random yellow cover for him. I knew that the black was coming in the Daily Deadpool,
yes.
And that would put me at 525, and I really want to get him up. So I nearly did it, but I got one from a token.
Same.
Other than that, I don't know. I don't know
who
would be
worth
it.
That's why I don't think I could do it. Like, I nearly did it with Black Panther. I had Black Panther at 551 for so long, I was like, God, just give me another Rage of the Panther. But then Deadpool Daily came into existence, and, you know, everything just kind of championing happened now. So I'm with Craig. I don't think I could do it. I think I would just have to buy, you know, assuming that I have the room to add a roster slot, just open up that and get another 4 star.
Yep.
Right. I guess my argument only really applies if you have, you know, the 0 hero points and can't put money into the game to get some more. So you can't afford another slot, you know, open it at 4 star.
I would rather hoard the command points.
Yeah.
Until maybe you can get some money. They have one of their sales where they sell off hero points cheap. You know, get your hero points then, buy a few roster slots,
right,
and then go crazy opening tokens.
Yep, I can see that.
Valid argument.
I like it.
Hey, something that I just thought of that I wanted to bring up and forgot.
Yes.
So, have you noticed that, I don't know, do you use characters who stun very often?
All the time.
Okay, in this new patch, it drives me bonkers.
Yeah.
Because when you stun someone, it moves them to the back.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's infuriating. Because usually if I stun someone, you know, I might want to finish them off. I might, you know,
should be up to you.
Yeah, I just don't like the fact that it's deciding for me to throw that person to the back.
Interesting. I had noticed that, but I hadn't put two and two together.
So,
I thought that was just a game mechanic that was there to annoy me.
Yeah, it just recently changed. I just noticed it. But I also, just before we started recording, I noticed a comment on Reddit that said it does the same thing when it stuns you now. So is that true? If you get a character who stunned, does it immediately move them to the back when they're stunned?
Yes. Now that you've said that, yes.
Because that I like. If I have a stunned
character...
That was
always the case, wasn't it?
No. It would stun my character
and then
sit there
senseless.
And
yeah.
Beat on him while, you know, before I could do another move and put somebody else up front.
Oh, see, I don't know that. I don't know how instant it is. But yeah, if they say it's happening, then intriguing.
So that I'm kind of a fan of. The other one, it's not that big of a deal. I can always switch targets.
I don't know. It's just annoying when I'm like, oh, I didn't want to attack that one. I want to attack the one that's out in the back. Anyway.
Yeah. You want to bring us home, Craig?
How about you tell me about the podcast network?
The podcast? What podcast network? I've never heard of any podcast network.
It's got a name that might soon be announced.
Oh, okay. The soon-to-be-named podcast network. I have heard of that. That is filled with great podcasts. Great podcasts like Podvocacy, starring Jason and Dave, where they talk about pop culture interests, or a YouTube show called The Fresher in Parlance Show, where they talk about the happenings of the week in their live YouTube show, or the Long Box Heroes podcast with Leonard and Todd, where they talk about comic books, or their follow-up podcast, Long Box Heroes After Dark, where they fill in all the gaps and things that they couldn't fit into their regular format. And lastly, but certainly not leastly, the world-famous Prodigal Sons podcast featuring yours truly. And boy, the focus is not there, but it's a lot of fun. Anything that I could promise you we were going to talk about, we won't. And we will give you the opposite. But on some levels, it does deliver. If you want to hear four guys just kind of letting loose, Prodigal Sons podcast starring me, Jared, and Brian, and Adam. So that's check us out if you have time for more than one podcast, the soon-to-be-named network. Which reminds me, I did have one listener comment.
Oh.
A listener of the show, a Mr. Angry Salad, was super disappointed on how long it took us to figure out the difference between the two new legendary types in the last podcast. He was like, I was listening, and you just kept saying, so Old Man Logan and Phoenix and are available in this one. And they're available in this one. But wait, they're available in this one. But they're available in this one. He's like, well, you just figure it out already.
It was confusing, yo.
It was very confusing. And I said, I'm sorry.
We ain't as smart as you.
And by sorry, I mean I'm not that sorry. It was valuable feedback. We'll try to provide you with a cleaner show moving forward.
This is true. We read it and went, oh, okay. And then got into the show and went, wait, what?
I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, yo. I don't know. Anyway, for listening to this show, we say thank you.
Yes.
As always, the turnout is always spectacular. Spread the word to all your friends who play this game. We would love to hear from anybody who has comments, has questions. As we'll get you on the show. We'll talk, about what you want to talk about. You can see us at thepuzzlewarriors3.com. You can leave comments there on the discuss feature. You can leave comments for us on our show postings. Ray puts a link on Reddit every week. You can get us on iTunes. You can get us on Stitcher. You can get us on Podomatic. You can follow us on Reddit. Am I missing something? I think that's all the
Twitter,
things.
Facebook.
Twitter, Facebook. All the social medium. No Instagram or...
No. I don't even know things. How that works. I'm too old.
Yeah, we're too old for that.
Don't follow us on Snapchat. You'll be sad.
Kids take pictures. I don't know why, but that's what they do. But as always, throw some stuff. If you want to throw us a bone and you like to shop on the Amazon, if you go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, buy something, we get some pennies. We appreciate it.
Costs you nothing extra.
Yep. That's what we got going on for this week. So goodbye for now. And remember, folks, if you need a lawyer, call the law firm of Jennifer Walters on the Hurt Line. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Goodbye.
I got blue line going today.
Some sort of blue line song that I don't know. Whatever they used to do the final episode
when it's
of
a blue line,
Breaking
I've got
Bad.
Audacity.
Enemy list, Craig Bowser.
I guess you'll say.
That's worse.
What can make this blue wave go?
That's
Audacity.
That's the worst, dude.
Talking about. Audacity.
At least he can't be stopped. I like that you're committed to the bit.